It's Delicious Mischief, Austin's food and wine radio program, a presentation of Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. And now, here's the guy who loves to talk with his mouth full, your host, John Demers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Delicious Mischief, the food and wine radio program for Texas. As always, Delicious Mischief is a presentation of Specs, Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. We have a terrific and somewhat unexpected, somewhat out of the ordinary program for you. What is ordinary and delightful, as always, will be our grape and grain tasting segment, whether that covers a new wine, new spirits, new beer, or some weird combination, all of the above. We've certainly had some interesting ones in the last few weeks. And certainly cocktails may well turn up in grape and grain. But in this opening segment and in the closing segment, we're going to talk about something that is not our norm here, because after all, as you know, if you're a regular listener, we eat a lot of meat on this program. In fact, we eat a lot of stuff on this program, probably too much, as my doctor would put it. But I'm here with somebody, Nancy Addison, who is a terrific, not only spokesperson, but kind of an inspiration when it comes to healing, when it comes to health. And yes, one way or another, it all begins for her with kind of a vegetarian approach to eating. Now, Nancy Addison from Dallas. Let me not call you Nancy Dallas from Alice Addison, okay? It's all the same geography. What is kind of your story? Because I'm looking at a book that you've written. A new book is just out that I'm fascinated by. I'm looking at a video you made called Let's Get Healthy. Yeah, why not? At the core of all this, there has to be a kind of a narrative. I mean, what convinced you, what inspired you to even go on this journey?
Thank you, John. I was actually very unhealthy, and I'd spent my entire life being anemic, and then I ended up almost becoming a diabetic, and I had double carpal tunnel syndrome so badly that I had to wear braces on my wrists. I got diagnosed with all kinds of things like acid reflux and hypoglycemia and even scoliosis. And
now those are a lot of things that at least the everyday Joe, that being me, walking the streets, wouldn't think of were dietary at all. I mean, they sound like mixtures of diseases and conditions and all of that. And so all those things happened, and what happened to you, or how did you end up responding?
When my father passed away with cancer, when my son was only 1 year old, I happened upon an article in Life magazine on the corporate farming methods with animals and how they were raising these animals in such unhealthy conditions that these animals were having to be fed antibiotics in order to keep them alive. And they were also giving them hormones to make them grow faster. Well, I'm an animal lover, and I decided I didn't want to be a part of that, and I didn't want to eat unhealthy meat. And I grew up in Texas. I'm a Texas girl. I grew up.
That's what I keep thinking here. You didn't want to eat meat, but I grew up in Texas.
And I loved eating meat. I thought it tasted great. And so I started putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and I knew that my father had had a heart attack. He had survived that, but then he had died of cancer. My grandparents had already passed away because of other health reasons very similar to that. And I decided I was going to change the way I was eating. I was going to be a vegetarian. I was going to raise my children as healthy as I possibly could. And I decided I was going to do that on a vegetarian diet, a plant-based diet, have you. And I'm not saying everyone should be a vegetarian, but what I found over the next few years, really radically, was that when I started adding more plant-based foods to my diet, when I started shifting and changing the ingredients in my gourmet recipes to healthier ingredients, I lost weight, my hypoglycemia went away, my acute anemia for the first time in my life was gone, and I found that all of these things that I had been diagnosed with, hypoglycemia and acid reflux, they just disappeared. And then I had my pediatrician tell me that I had the healthiest children he had ever seen. And I knew that I had found a way to make healthy eating delicious and at the same time really heal the body. Because what I found was when you give the body the right tools, it will do miraculous things, and that I really believe it can heal itself.
So your first book, and the one that sort of set the stage for your second book that I really want to talk about as well, is How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian. And if that weren't enough, it has a subtitle, The Healthy Vegetarian Recipe Book, which obviously promotes vegetarian eating in some way, but also kind of underlines, you know, underline the word healthy, as though there are tricks or techniques or something that just sort of swearing off something doesn't necessarily make you healthy. What are some elements of your approach that yes are vegetarian but also emphasize good health and, as we've been hearing, kind of a healing approach to a lot of our bodies which ain't doing so well?
I know. I was raised on like barbecue and southern fried cooking, and I really went into this to raise healthy children, and also I had gained 50 pounds having two babies back to back. And
that was your excuse. Mine is I do this radio show.
And I just knew there was a better way to have delicious food and help myself get healthier. And I just started putting healthier fats in my foods and healthier sugars and using healthier types of flour. And I found just through experimenting and switching things around that it's actually very easy to make your food really delicious and use healthier ingredients. And I found that even just simple little steps that you can do can change your health dramatically. It's all about balance and making it work in your life, because if it doesn't, you're not gonna do it. And the things that I suggest and have people do is actually very easy. It's just they have to learn what those steps are. And so I've put a lot of that information and those easy steps in my book. And I've had people from all over the country email me, people who have had cancer and things like that, who say that my book makes it so easy to make those choices and to make those recipes, and that they've dramatically, some of them have emailed me and said, you know, in the first 2 weeks, just by taking your suggestions, I've already lost five pounds. And they didn't think that was possible, but adding the right fat to your diet can actually help you lose weight. Using the right kind of sugar, believe it or not, can actually keep your child from having inner ear infections. I mean, there's all kinds of interesting kind of ingredients that you can add to your diet that taste wonderful and also are really good for you.
Well, you know, as a cookbook author, Nancy, and certainly looking at your book has a lot, you can see it has a lot more than recipes, though it has recipes. It's a guide, it's kind of a story as well. Do you think it's more about, and we just have, a minute or so left, but I mean, for just this moment, do you think it's more about ingredients one way or another, you know, what you choose, healthy, all that, or is it more about cooking techniques and what you choose to do with them? I'm always interested in that since I love to cook.
Oh, I love to cook too. I think it is a wonderful way of relaxing, and I really encourage people to cook, because I think so many people grew up really on fast food these days and don't know how to cook. And what I've done with my recipes and kind of my formulas, because I'm very holistic and I believe it's, you know, a whole approach. It's not just what you put in your mouth. It's also how you live and how you look at things. In fact, I just learned an interesting fact that you always hear that stress is the silent killer. Well, actually, it's not that stress is the silent killer. It's how you think about stress. They've done studies now that tell you that show that if you believe stress is going to harm you, then it actually will. But if you believe that stress is just something that will empower you and make you do something better or in a more brave way or something like that, it actually will help your heart. And you can, and so it's how we think about things as well as what we put in our mouth. But isn't that interesting that stress can either affect you negatively or positively depending on how you approach it?
Well, I'm immediately thrown back to one of the most famous phrases in 20th century history. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Thanks, FDR. And Nancy Addison, stay with us, because not only are we going to talk some more about how to be a healthy vegetarian, that's right, folks, a healthy vegetarian, but Nancy's new book, which has me fascinated as all get out. It's called Alive and Cooking, well, that would describe me, an easy guide for health for you and your parents. That's right, and your parents, all that and more when Delicious Mischief returns.
And now, for one more bite of Delicious Mischief, here's your host, John Demers.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Delicious Mischief. I'm your host, John Demers, and I'm here with Nancy Addison. She being a vegetarian, she being a cookbook author, she being a kind of instructor, inspirer, motivator, and certainly a person that, you know, if this were television and you were looking at Nancy right now, you'd say, I'll have what she's having, because she looks great and all of that great stuff, and the author of a new book called Alive and Cooking. Now, Nancy, we're talking about your vegetarian journey, and certainly that's one we may touch on hither and yon in this next 10 minutes or so, but this whole idea of an easy guide for health for you and your parents. I mean, how many cookbooks have we both seen and used and read that showed us how to cook for our children, right? I mean, that's what parents do. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they used to do, cook for their children. But cooking for your parents, what kind of demographic thing is going on that the idea of cooking for our parents has more meaning now than perhaps ever before?
Oh my goodness. This actually came about, I was coming back from Greece from studying Mediterranean cooking, and I stopped off in New York and I had lunch with my friend Mary Ann Dalio. And she's an Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. And I told her I was writing a vegetarian book. And she said, well, I want to write a book with you. And what had happened was her father had recently become ill with emphysema. And she had felt incredibly helpless every time she went to go visit him. And she'd been talking to the nurses and people taking care of him. And they had been, you know, telling him to drink these drinks that really, when she would look at the ingredients, it was chemicals or high fructose corn syrup or things that really are not good for your body. They don't support it. They don't nourish it. And what she found was, I had stayed with her when I was taking nutrition school up at Columbia University. And so during that year, Mary Ann and I had been on a journey of nutrition, because I would come home from nutrition school and tell her all about what I'd learned, and we'd make things.
And she'd come home for what, film school and bring home pizza?
No, then we'd go watch documentary films at night, because she needed to vote on who had better films, because she was part of the film industry. But by the end of the year, we had cleaned out her apartment, we made her a wonderful kitchen area where she could cook, and she'd bought pots and pans, and she had, you know, kind of changed the way she was eating. Well, what she found was, when she was up visiting her parents, and her father being ill and he didn't have much of an appetite, when she would make him delicious food that was really nourishing, he'd love it, and then he would get excited, and actually his health would improve dramatically. And so what she found was, this gave her empowerment, and it made her happy, and it made the whole family happy, and they all kind of started joining in and making, you know, very special healthy smoothies and things for her father, because sometimes concentrated food in a smoothie or a soup form is easier for more elderly parents to drink or have, because they don't have much of an appetite. And so our book is really about nourishing the family and nourishing your soul and taking care of each other. And it's like what we were just talking about with stress. When you're dealing with stress, when you actually embrace someone and give them a hug, or spend time with your friend talking, it actually can feed and support your arteries in your heart, and it actually shows in tests that it decreases that stress. And so when we, instead of you know, some of us really can't take care of our parents and they're maybe in nursing homes, but you can take them a special meal once in a while, or you can take them flowers. And in our book, we talk about all the different types of things you can do, even changing the lighting in your parents' room. I did that in my mother's house. I gave her full spectrum lighting, and she was like, she had some light bulbs burned out, and I was like, Mom, you want more full spectrum lighting so it's more like real sunlight so that, it heals you. Well, I have a lot of information in our book on things like lighting and flowers and supporting each other and taking care of our parents, very much like you would your children. And as you do that, you're also taking care of yourself. And we have a lot of information in our book, which is not vegetarian, actually.
I wanted to ask about that. I mean, here you are, a walking, talking, perhaps even stalking vegetarian, and this book is not specifically vegetarian based. I presume there's meat or chicken or seafood or whatever in it. How did that come to pass? And tell me, Nancy, how did that feel?
Actually, it was interesting, but Marianne's not a vegetarian, and she's Italian descent, and we put a lot of family favorite recipes in this book, and
Italian is everybody's family favorite recipes.
Right, and she's Italian New York, so we've covered the North, the South, the East, and the West. We've hit all the bases here. So I have a lot of my old family recipes in this book as well. And in the book, we talk about how to pick the healthiest fish, how to pick the healthiest chicken or lamb or beef. And we put in our wonderful family recipes, and we've made them healthier. And, we do have a lot of vegetarian and healthier raw recipes in the book, but we've also created a way so people can add more plant-based foods to their diet. You don't just have to have the meat anymore. You can add more healthier foods, to your breakfast or to your lunch. And you can have kind of baby steps working your way towards having more plant-based foods in our diet, which is what most people's diet is lacking these days. When you add more fiber, more nutrient-dense foods, your health is going to benefit.
Well, I'm happy to hear you use the words like add and add and add rather than just take away, give up, take away, give up. You seem to exude a non-deprivational approach to, well, everything, I suppose. It seems to me that's kind of important for the long haul, is not to just buy into something that makes you feel like you have to give up everything good, which is what we all think when we come out of some doctor's office. It's like, he said I can't have this, he said I can't have that. You don't seem like that. How, as whether you're wearing your vegetarian hat or not, how do you kind of balance that, the you can't with the you should, you must, you really would love it?
Oh, I love the fact that you're saying that. That is truly my approach about finding balance, and I never, ever want my clients to feel deprived, or I don't want to feel deprived. If I have an urge for something...
Deprived. Bad.
Bad, really, yeah. I want to have it. And if you don't have it, you feel bad, and then one day you explode and you eat the whole cake or something like that.
No one out there has ever had that happen to them, I'm sure.
It's like when I was working with Larry Hagman, and he would just have...
JR, Dallas, all that? That Larry Hagman?
Yes, I was his personal chef while he had throat cancer. And he had the will to want to become a vegetarian because he knows that the plant-based diet is the healing diet. And so we worked on, when he had an urge, he came home one day, he said, I really am just dying for a hamburger. And he said, and I didn't have one. You'd be so proud of me. And he goes, what can you do? Well, I made him a vegetarian version of that. And I have that recipe in my book, which was one of Larry's favorites. But it's a portobello mushroom. And, it's all about texture and satisfying those urges. And so a lot of the foods in our book and a lot of the recipes, they hit those wonderful urges that we want, and they satisfy them. And so I never want people to, take things away. I want to replace them with something that is satisfying and delicious, but healthier. And so instead of having, this, you have that. So I've got things like, the super power chocolate smoothie that you can have for breakfast. Yes, you can have chocolate for breakfast, and it's really good for you.
Well, chocolate for breakfast is a great way to begin any day, as far as I can tell. And Nancy Addison, you know, it's been a delight to have you here. And certainly if our listeners want to learn more, see more, do more, and be a part of this, they should look up your book, How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian, and also your new book, which is really different and really, really fascinating for a lot of reasons. It's called Alive and Cooking, An Easy Guide for Health for You and Your Parents. Nancy, do you have a website, or where should people go to find out more?
Hi, my website is organichealthylifestyle.com, and the books are going to be sold. My book is already on Amazon and in Barnes & Noble, and so, yeah, Organic Healthy Lifestyle.
Well, that sounds great. I'll buy into some of those. Organic, healthy, yeah, and I've even got a lifestyle, so yeah, that's okay. I'm for all those things. Anyway, thanks to Nancy Addison for joining us here on today's Delicious Mischief. As always, a presentation of Specs, wine, spirits, and finer foods. Well, that about does it for another week. Until next time, I'm your host, John Demers, and I'll see you at the next meal.